Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, I understand, well, you were in church yesterday.
That's right. But it wasn't the church. It was the Mehewi Theater where Arlo gave his incredible show. And I don't go anywhere the night before. I have to wake up at 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But this was worth it. It was terrific. He had with him a bunch of brilliant musicians, of course. There was Abe Guthrie, his number two guy, you know, his son who's been so wonderful and everybody loves. And then, of course, Terry Oliveri on the drums, wonderful. But this time, Stephen Carroll Ide, who were with him in the original Shenandoah band, which used to back him up. And Steve Ide is generally regarded as the best guitar player in the region. And in an Arlo Guthrie show, you seldom see people applauding the solo work of an instrumentalist, because it's really Arlo's show. But this time, people just loved Steve and his work. So it was an incredible evening and the sold-out performance at the Mehewi. But, you know, he'll be coming to the church, his own church, sooner or later.
Well, tonight, another celebratory evening. It's Halloween, and folks will be out and about, and, you know, the kids will be on the streets going house to house. I heard a story yesterday, Alan, on the presidential Halloween masks, and every year there's a prediction, and apparently it's been pretty accurate by the who sells more ends up winning. Well, Trump has sold more.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, Halloween is a scary time. Now you say to yourself, who is scarier, Trump or Hillary? Well, you know, I mean, Trump is, to some people, a very scary character. And so it doesn't surprise me at all. But, you know, it's always interesting when you see these predictions based on the American League and the National League. You know, and which one of them wins, and therefore, if it's won, the president. No, I've been looking at the polls, and as we know, David, there's been sort of hell to pay over the weekend with, inexplicably, Mr. Comey, the head of the FBI, reopening the Hillary investigation, getting incredible bad marks for having done it with 11 days to go in the entire election cycle. Harry Reid and others have come out and said this is extraordinary. I think the fact that he did it is leading a lot of people to examine what his motives may be. He is a Republican. He's throwing this bomb. He was told not to do it by the Justice Department, his bosses, and he did it anyway. So there's a lot of speculation as to his motives and what's going on here. He certainly did not at any point say anything specific. So we know that some newer emails have come to light and that they're going to be looking at them, and it's going to take them 2 months to look at them. So what you do is, with nothing in hand a few days before an election, is historic, and he's going to go down in history as a sort of Benedict Arnold character.
Does it change the voters' minds, or does it rouse the faithful?
A lot of people thought it would change minds. There's no question that Trump is now ahead by a point or two in Florida, for example, which is a key state. But if you look at the New York Times and you look at the other amalgams of polling, nothing has changed, and really nothing has changed. So I don't think that Comey has done himself any favors, that's for sure, in terms of his personal reputation. And I don't think it has changed much in terms of what we're looking at in polling, but it sure has heightened attention, and it may actually reverse whatever motives Comey had and the Republicans may have had at this last moment, because what it's going to show is that he has achieved nothing except maybe to excite, as you just suggested, the Democratic base, who are going to turn out now in numbers that they might not have otherwise, with Clinton ahead in these polls.
Finally, Senator Schumer of New York and challenger Wendy Long, the Republican, debated over this very issue of emails with predictably the Democrat and the Republican on either side.
Well, Schumer is going to win. No two ways about it. And Wendy Long likes to run and to lose, and she's going to lose here. She has taken a very rightist position. It hasn't done her any good, and Schumer is way ahead in all the polls. So in the debate, you know, I am quite sure nothing has moved. The needle hasn't moved. Most people didn't look at it. And that's the way it is. The bad news is the poor cubbies are behind.
Back to Cleveland. Well, happy Halloween to all. Our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's going to be a scary night.
Well, it is. I got to go out and get a Trump mask.